She had the nerve to tell the women of Princeton that if they want a husband, they'd better snag one in college. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Susan Patton, a Princeton alum, and in fact one of the first 200 women to graduate from Princeton, was speaking at one of those campus conferences on women in leadership where the wise old alums talk about the career challenges facing young women. But she found that the young women had no interest in hearing yet again about networking. They wanted to know about friendships and starting a successful family. So Susan Patton leveled with them. If you want a husband, she said, pick one from Princeton because you will never again have this concentration of men who are worthy of you. As she told CNN,
my advice to them was take a good look on campus now for a potential life partner.
The career women on the cable network seemed to think this was high treason. So I decided to check with my wife, who, as it turns out, lasted her husband 40 years ago, her senior year at Cornell. Not Princeton, I realize, but still not a bad school. And I asked her if it was somehow anti-feminist to suggest that college is the best time for high-achieving women to find a compatible spouse.
No, because I think that's true.
And then I asked her if she deliberately set out to find an intellectually superior male her senior year.
Who's to say that you're my intellectual superior?
So what was your fallback position if I decide not to marry you and you had to start hunting after college?
I probably wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have married at all?
Nah.
You know what? I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.